Playing Russian roulette on the tube. Simon Carter, East London Socialist Party. In the first week after Johnson's Get Back to Work speech, passenger numbers on the London Underground increased by a reported 10%. Matt Hancock and other ministers say don't use it, as if that's a realistic option for hundreds of thousands of workers. I can personally vouch for this surge, and how this is compromising social distancing. Entering a District Line tube train at West Ham station during peak evening travel is a nerve-wracking experience, packed as the carriages are by large numbers of workers, in particular construction workers. Of course, these workers, many registered self-employed, have no alternative but to continue working on central London sites, even though these include non-essential luxury housing developments, etc. Nonetheless, I, like many other passengers, understand that close contact with people for 15 minutes, less than the average tube journey, is ample time to contract COVID-19. And that wearing a face covering is no guarantee of preventing the virus's transmission. In effect, we are being corralled by the government's profit before safety strategy to play Russian roulette with our health. That's why workers must collectively organize to resist this premature easing of the lockdown,